use a simple process to establish more peace between us. And for that, it is the starting point is that we have the knowledge. Right now, we don't know how to deal with each other so that everybody is happy. We don't know it, otherwise we would have another situation. So, to establish more peace, we have to understand what is going on between us, how we deal with each other. And from a trauma perspective, what we all do is we react actually not on the situation or the person who is in front of us today, but we react in a way which was the situation in our early childhood. And this reaction is always a defensive reaction to defend ourselves. So the body thinks on a subconscious level there's danger and it reacts accordingly. So what we have currently on this planet is circulating, circulating processes of the nervous system which don't have anything to do actually with our current situation, because we have enough today, we have enough food, we have enough resources, everything is there in abundance. So actually, there's no danger anymore. The danger was in times where we have lived in caves and had to fight against each other to find something to eat, etc. But this time is long ago. But we continue. We continue to live on this animal-like level. So, to start dissolving this, we can just watch, or we can examine, as I said before, what is happening between us, and we can say there are four ways to deal with each other. To be in contact with people means that we are confronted with internal states, thoughts, emotions, and body sensations. And the only question is what we do with that. There are basically four possibilities. We can suppress it. We can act it out. We can be with it and meditate over it. Or we can live it out and or communicate it. And the first two possibilities reflect our state in early childhood, where there was no communication possible, and we continue with that. So we suppress emotions, things, states, or we act it out. So either we destroy ourselves by suppressing it, or we destroy others or the environment by acting it out. And war and fight and struggle and reproaches and all we see today on this planet is basically the result of suppressing these energies or acting them out. If we choose to act it out, we have war. If we choose to suppress it, we become ill and suffer. So these two ways lead to the complete destruction of our planet. So this is not the way to do it. And the third possibility, to sit with it, to meditate with it, this is only possible for a few people who are very stable, who have had the possibility to work a lot with internal states, they can transform and change things just inside of them. Yeah. But for most of us, this is not possible. And it's a painful procedure, which from my point of view is even not necessary. It is far simpler. Because the things that we suffer from in ourselves immediately can be dissolved by communicating them. If there's another person who is able to hear that, and we are able to communicate that, to describe it, to tell it somebody, the pain and the suffering is immediately or almost immediately dissolved. Because this pain is always a pain from early childhood, and in early childhood nobody was able to see that or hear that. So it traumas also always a communication problem. And as grown-ups, if we start to tell what is inside of us, then the peace starts. So it is a little shift from saying fuck you to I feel rage. Between these two, there are universes. This is a complete different direction. If I say currently there's much hate inside of me towards you, if I say this, there's no problem. Nobody gets harmed from that. In fact, this is healing to tell such a thing. So the only step from war to peace inside of you, on the whole planet, is the shift from acting it out to communicating it. And if you have a partner, a living partner, you can directly start. You start by telling more from yourself. More and more. More. And this communication is something which starts with I. I feel so and so. I have these emotions inside of me. What you just told me makes me whatever. Sad, angry, happy. And that's how we get in a real contact. Because suppressing, the first three possibilities, you don't have a real connection. If you suppress it, you are gone. There's no connection. If you act it out, you destroy the other. So the other is not there. There's no connection. If you meditate and try to dissolve it on your own, again, there's nobody. So you can go to the Himalayas and go into Samadhi, but it's, for most of us, this is not possible. And the only way, the only easy way to dissolve all this is to start telling each other what's going on inside of us. And nothing more, that's all. We don't need any esoteric techniques, methods. It is such an easy thing. And it is even dangerous to focus on spiritual methods and techniques. For example, if you hear that, and you hear this advice that it is all about mindfulness, be mindful, this is dangerous, because you can use mindfulness to cut yourself from others, to isolate yourself. So you are so focused on mindfulness, you forget all about others, about the relationship you have. It is more important to get in contact with somebody, with the world, with each other, because this calms down our nervous systems, because more security is established in the autonomous nervous system. And as a side effect, the mindfulness increases. You get more aware, because the system feels more security. And the other way around is for many people a disaster. So the only thing this planet has to learn is to come together and communicate what is going inside of us. This is the whole task for humanity right now. And meditation and transcendence and whatever comes after that and not before that.